Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is January 10th, 2017. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 131 of the Follow English Podcast. We are approaching the third anniversary of the podcast and I'm very happy to announce this and to say that I intend to go on doing the podcast. I've been getting lots of downloads in different countries, more than 120 countries right now have downloaded episodes from the podcast, and so I intend to keep it going. Today I'm just gonna do a short summary of the last 11 episodes. So I'm going to go through the topics and briefly describe what I talked about in each episode, and remember that you can always subscribe by email. You just have to go to the web page of the podcast, which is at pod.followenglish.com.br, BR for Brazil. You can add your email to the email list. In this case, you will get a notification every time there is a new episode. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or Podomatic or many other different podcatchers that you may find out there. And there are many apps that do this job of catching the pods. So you can subscribe in many different ways. You can also send emails in case you have any comments or suggestions for future episodes. You can send emails to info@followenglish.com.br. So I'm going to go down from the last episode backwards. And I'm going to basically describe what I talked about in the last 11 episodes and make a few comments. So the last one was episode 130. The title, the heading is Different Ways to Use Rather. In this case, I talked about the different meanings of rather and also the different structures that can go with it. And I gave several examples and made comments on the different structures and meanings. That's basically it for episode 130. Then on episode 129, I talked about the difference between speak and talk. This is quite tricky. For Brazilians, at least, probably for speakers of other Latin languages, maybe even, Asian speakers of English, I don't know. But then I gave a few examples of how you can use them in different contexts, discussed the contexts, and gave a few collocations and idioms and even proverbs that you can use with each of these words. Then on episode 128, I talked about the difference between expect, hope, and wait. Again, for speakers of Latin languages, the meaning can be quite tricky here. So I discussed the difference in meaning between the words, and I also gave some examples and talked about some structures that follow them and so on and so forth. Then on episode 127, I talked about the different ways to use the word first. So first is a very rich word, many different collocations and idioms with the word first. And basically this was it. On episode 126, I talked about collocations and idioms with the word help. Similar. I've been doing lots of episodes related to collocations and discussing meanings and stuff like that. In fact, this is one of my favorite things in the English language. semantics, talking about different meanings and exploring the different words. I think if you're in a more advanced level, that's the way to go. Then on episode 125, I talked about the difference between near and near to. I remember that back in the day when I started teaching English, several times I heard people saying that near to was wrong, that we shouldn't use near to, we should just use near and the place. But then on this episode, I discussed the different contexts in which they're used. And I also talked about the comparative and superlative forms of near. So this is it for 125. On episode 124, I talked about the different ways to use shall. So shall is a very rich word because it can refer to future, but it can also it's also a modal verb that has different functions in the language. So if you are in doubt about how to use shall, I recommend you have you check out this episode 124. Remember that you can, if you go to the page, the web page of this podcast, there is a search box, so it's pretty easy to find. You can simply type shall in this case, or you can type episode 124, and you will certainly find this episode I'm talking about right now. Then on episode 123, I talked about how to use articles in English. So I talked about indefinite articles and even definite articles, and even when in some cases when we should not use articles at all. So it's a basic thing in the English language, but it can get quite advanced if you look at the details. Then on episode 122, I talked about collocations to describe the weather. So collocations related to the weather, talking about cold weather, talking not only about temperature, but weather conditions and so on and so forth. Lots of collocations and short phrases that can be used with weather or to talk about weather. So I discussed their meanings and so on and so forth. On episode 121, I talked about the metaphorical nature of phrasal verbs. This is another favorite topic of mine. Actually, phrasal verbs are very rich if you start digging into this topic. I mean, especially their meaning. So I basically talked about the metaphorical nature of phrasal verbs in general, and then I gave some examples to illustrate what I was talking about. And then on episode 120, I talked about collocations. The title is Collocations and Idioms with the Word Mind. So again, another episode about collocations and idioms. So I discussed the different meanings of the word, and then I gave a few examples of collocations and idioms with the word mind. So this is it for today. I would like to thank you for listening, and I would like to say that I intend to keep the project going. Hopefully this year I'll be able to record more episodes. I would also like to say that there are some new projects coming up, so I hope I can do more episodes on video as well. So that's it for today. Keep listening, keep learning, and I'll see you next time. Bye!